Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can hear it at radio.com app for free. Jim is a legend in this industry. And he had Troy Polamalu on. And we just got permission to play this. Troy has moved back to Southern California. He's left Pittsburgh behind. Has he left the Steelers organization behind? How does he feel about his playing career? How does he feel about the current Steelers? All of that came up in this very entertaining interview between the legend Jim Rome and the great Troy Polamalu.
How is life for you in retirement, Troy? What's it like?
It's been great, thank God. You know, I've got two boys that are 9 and 11, so I've just really been trying to be the best father and best husband that I can be, living out their dreams in sports and school and music and all that fun stuff. So it's been great.
When teammates talk about you, one teammate after another talks about you as a man, as a friend, and as a brother. Before they talk about you as a football player, what does that mean to you?
It means, quite honestly, everything to me, that those who, you know, most close to me really value me for who I am and not necessarily what I've done in my career or in my life, and I really sincerely appreciate that.
Talking to Troy Polamalu. So as I mentioned, Troy, you were named a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame last week in your first year of eligibility. Anybody who watched you play would not be surprised by that, but anybody listening right now knows how humble and how modest you are. What does the honor mean to you?
I've kind of been really indifferent towards, you know, receiving any type of award or recognition, because for a sport like football, it's such a team-oriented sport. It's hard to really talk about individual players, especially coming from the team that I've been a part of, thank God, for the 12 years that I played with the Steelers. There's definitely more than a handful of players that I know that I've played with that are more deserving of this award. And I could even, you know, point out players on other teams that, you know, had they played with the James Harrisons, the Farriers, the Ike Taylors, and under Coach LeBeau, that perhaps could have been even more successful or just as successful as I've been.
What did it mean to you to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? What did that represent to you?
It evolved over time. What's really funny is you're playing at USC for 4 years and then going on my pre-draft visit to Pittsburgh. It was just a miserable winter night. You know, I landed in Pittsburgh at like 11:30 at night and went to the hotel, and it was just, you know, that freezing rain. I remember calling my agent, like, oh, I do not want to play here. Anyway, his response was like, if they're going to draft you, you're going to go there, definitely. I was like, all right, whatever. Anyway, as I moved to Pittsburgh and I understood more about the community, as I understood more about just the legacy of what it means to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, to me, there was no better place, obviously, that I could have been a part of, being part of, you know, really the same sort of environment at USC that breeds greatness, that breeds this sort of success.
Troy Polamalu is joining us. You know, and then you talk legacy, right? When I talk to guys, Troy, who played defense for the Steelers, they always talk about the legends who came before them. Who were some of the guys who inspired you? And then what does it feel like to know that you're a guy who inspires the guys who play the game right now?
So I think what's really funny when I talk to people about, you know, my experience as a child growing up and watching football is the first NFL game that I truly, like, watched was the first one I played in. I wasn't one to sit there and watch football every Sundays and remember players' names and all these sort of things. I just, whenever I saw it on TV, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go outside and play by myself. It just motivated me to play. So when I got drafted to the Steelers, and my friends are texting me like, oh, man, you got the baddest wide receiver. Oh, you got the baddest running back on that team. And they're throwing out these names. Of course, I'd heard of, like, Jerome Bettis and a lot of these names. But, like, I didn't know who Hines was, for example. And obviously, I learned really quickly in the first scrimmage that we scrimmage gets each other out top of a wide receiver he was. But I really didn't grow up really admiring a lot of the professionals, because I didn't really watch much football. People put me in that same sentence as them. It's really humbling now, because I've learned, you know, a lot more about the NFL. I've learned a lot more about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Joe Greens and the whole 70s and movement of how much, you know, Pittsburgh had meant really to this country at that time. It's very humbling for me, for sure.
So, Troy, do you very closely right now, as an example, this Steelers team got off to a rough start this year when they were 0-3, but they've somehow won 7 of their last 9. Given the challenges they've faced this year, how do you explain a team like that turning their season away, turning it around the way they have?
I definitely catch the headlines, you know. I think it's really an awesome coaching job, to be very frank, for the coaches to miss so much talent and to continue to be in a position to make the playoffs. You know, that's what this game's all about, because one thing that we had always told each other internally is they never want to see us in the playoffs. They never want to see the Steelers in the playoffs, because that's really where the guts come out, where the real personality of what the legacy of a Pittsburgh Steeler means to everyone. So when we get an opportunity to really display that in the playoffs, to us, it was always a win-win situation. For the current team to continue to put themselves in this position where they can make it to the playoffs, to me, it'll just show how dangerous they can really be if they do make that.
Now, Troy, you are really active with your foundation, and I know that you're away from the game as a player. As you're away from the game, do you miss it? Or do you feel like, you know what, that was great when I was playing, but it's great to be retired, and it's great to do what I'm doing right now?
Oh yeah, it's great to be retired, for sure. I don't miss the, you know, necessarily the grind and the business of what football is. But I guess one thing that I do miss is an excuse to just train all day long. An excuse to get massages, an excuse for me to just, you know, work on me all day. You know, now that, as I said before, you know, I'm just trying to be the best husband and the best father as possible. There's not much me time as much as there was before. So, yeah.
Paul Amalu from the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What was the big takeaway for you in that one, that 5 or so minutes that we heard?
That other than his own, I don't know, whatever charged or fueled him to be the best, one of the best safeties of all time, everything else that came with football really does not matter or resonate with him. Like, none of it.
It's consistent, too, because I've heard that from every single person. He doesn't watch games. He's a soccer fan.
Like, that doesn't mean, when I say that, I don't want to, like, misconstrue, make it sound like I'm referring to Paul Amalu as someone that was selfish or only thought about himself, was myopic.
No, he's not interested in the sport outside of having played it.
But other than the ways it affected him, like his interpersonal relationships with people and the personal drive to excel at something, outside of that, I don't think the guy really has much use for football.
So Tom Brady wants to be the best of all time and have it be so far removed from other players, right, who played the position.
With championships, and that's what
drove
him.
Because he's a historian. He wants to put Montana, Bradshaw, all those guys in the rearview mirror. Paul Amalu sounds like it was that kind of rare, complete self-motivation. I do this thing. I want to be great at this thing for my own devices.
If Rome had really pressed him, and I don't think he would, because that was not the point of the interview, and he said, hey, Troy, how many players on the current Steelers could you name right now?
He'd say Ben.
He'd say Cam Hayward.
Do you think he can name the starting quarterback on the team right this second?
I'm not sure. It's crazy.
He said he pays attention to the headlines. So he might have seen Hodges and been like, oh, I wonder who this Hodges guy is. What position does he play? I bet Ben's having a great year if he's on offense. Do you think he thinks AB still plays for the Steelers?
No, I think he didn't bring up Antonio Brown or Ben by name, but I think he's well aware of the fact that this team is doing what it can without those two guys. So,
do you think he knows who the Steelers' tight ends are? Because I'm not sure that Randy Feetner even does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.